Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome back to a bonus episode of What We Said
podcast. Hey guys, how are you? Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show where we, two girls on a couch late at night, starting to get slap happy, giving you the best advice you've ever heard in your entire life.
If you did not know, once a month we do bonus episodes on the last Friday of every month. And you guys write in anything you need advice on. Can be boys, family, relationship drama, school, career, anything you can think of. And we will give you our best advice.
We know all of the secrets of the universe and we're here to share them with you. So you're lucky.
You're welcome.
Also, if you didn't know, this is Chelsea's voice. This is me talking.
And this is JC's voice. We wanted to give you guys a brief rundown of the last few days of our New York trip because we recorded our episode that just went up on Tuesday. We gave you guys an update on New York and how it was going, but that was on day two, I think.
Yeah, that was the first full day we had been there.
Mm-hmm. But it was a really, really fun trip. Go watch our vlogs if you want to see what we did and how we spent our time. That's the best recap. We also have a highlight on our What We Said Instagram that you can go to called New York, and it has everything that we did while we were in New York. And Chelsea and I both took the week off of stories on our personal stories and just did them on What We Said. And it was so fun because it kind of felt like the podcast where we were just showing you guys what we were doing together and all hanging out together. And we would read through your messages like together. You know what
I
mean?
It was just so fun.
So
I got home and I was like, I never want to post my own stories again.
I know.
It was like a weight lifted off. And not that like posting stories is such a hassle or it's such a burden, but it's just another thing on the to-do list, you know?
Yeah. So this just kind of took a load off. It was so fun too.
Especially when you're traveling.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a content creator.
But if you do follow our Instagram, then you saw this debate and we thought we'd talk about it a little bit because, you know, I want to get your guys' opinions. So Beth was saying, how did this even come up, actually? I don't remember.
I don't remember either. Was it at Ha 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 or Zha Zha Zha?
That was
the first time we talked about it. Because Beth was like shook to her core.
Because did you ask her if she was a touchy person or something?
I don't remember
how this came up. But basically, Beth was telling us, she was like, oh yeah, I would consider you guys like not touchy people at all. Like not affectionate. You guys never hug.
And she's like, you guys never hug each other.
Yeah. And we were like, well, we see each other every day. And she's like, yeah, but still. And we're like, that'd be weird to hug each other every single day. Like, hey, greet each other like that. And when you leave each other, just for our relationship, it just doesn't fit for some reason.
Also, we've known each other for so long and we've never done that.
No.
We were saying, though, it's a little different when you do see each other every single day, specifically for work as well. Mm-hmm. It's not just like, you know, every night we hang out. But we were trying to plead our case to Beth because she was like, no, you guys, I feel like are the weird ones that you guys never hug. Like she was like, JC, you've hugged me twice. JC, you've hugged me three times.
Which is such a lie.
Said Chelsea, maybe twice.
No, That is such a lie, by the way. Three times in over two years that we've worked together, not a chance. It has been at least 10 or 15.
Yeah.
There's no way it's been three times.
She goes, how many times genuinely, she was asking me, Chelsea, how many times genuinely do you think you guys have hugged in the last year? And I was like, 2020 or like 2019? And I was like, at least like 7 or 8. And she was like, me thinking that was a lot. Me being like, I think like 7 or 8
No,
times.
Chelsea goes, she looks at me, she goes, oh, at least 7. I'm like, Chelsea, that is not a lot at all.
And Beth was like, 7? That's how much I hug my other friends in 1 week.
That's so funny. I really think every relationship is just different. And I was telling Chelsea, there are actually other people who I'm more touchy with, other friends who are like more huggy and touchy, that I will totally hug them every time I see them. But it's also, if Chelsea and I haven't seen each other in a month, we will definitely hug.
Yeah. I was going to say, every time I used to come visit you, we would hug. Mm-hmm. Like, hello and goodbye. Absolutely. Yeah. And but we were saying, almost the better you know someone, and at least for me, mm-hmm. the closer I am with someone, the less I hug them.
Yeah, because it's just like, you don't need that.
I feel like hugging is more of a greeting sometimes, like mm-hmm. a handshake in our society.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's like a cultural thing.
But then Chelsea asked Leif.
Yeah.
If he thought I was, wait, what did you ask him?
Because while we're at ha ha ha, like I've always considered me to be, I'm like, I'm the problem. I've always considered me to not be touchy and like, that's just how I am. But I thought maybe you were like a little bit more touchy than me even. And then I was like, Leif, do you think that, would you consider JC to be a touchy person? And Leif just goes, not at all.
But Leif, I'm touchy with you. He just nodded. And did the weirdest face and terrified.
Yeah, see, it's weird because it's like, I was even telling Nick, I'm very touchy with Nick. Like, I even tell Nick sometimes my love language with him is like physical touch.
Yeah, I'm like clingy to Leif. Like, I'll be like, cuddle me, hee hee.
But I never,
If you and I were, well, we are often. It's like, okay, just barely, when we're in New York, we're in a hotel bed together watching Catfish. We are not touching at all.
No, we're not cuddling.
We're
and
not cuddling
Beth was saying
at
that
all.
They will cuddle. Like, her and her other friends will like cuddle, like lean on each other and lay on each other and like hold each other's hands.
I'm like, maybe I do have a problem because that freaks me out. Like, the thought of doing that with you, like,
literally,
love you
when
to
we
death,
just fear intimacy.
I'm like, love you more than words, but me like laying on your shoulder while watching Catfish would not be right for us.
Also, I was saying, maybe if I'm the one cuddling, but I do not like to be cuddled.
I feel the same.
Specifically, like if someone were to like lay on me and like
it's like claustrophobic.
Yes,
I agree. It's like I'm the
sensory
same
overload.
Way. And it's funny because I'll go on and off with Leif where like I'll be like cuddle me, and then mm-hmm. other times I'm just like get off. Like I have my moments. I wouldn't consider myself overly affectionate, but I don't know. I just don't know if we're weird or
I
if.
I know.
But a lot of people did message and they were like, I've hugged my best friend of 10 years maybe 4 times.
Yes.
Like, so I don't think we're too crazy.
You know what I was thinking? Maybe if I grew up with more, and for both of us, since we mostly grew up with brothers, like mm-hmm. I grew up with one sister, but I think that's probably why. Because I was even telling Nick, I'm like, it's not like me and my older brothers were like cuddling all the time. Mm-hmm. So it's like, who would have taught me to like cuddle besides my mom, you know?
Yeah.
I feel like maybe if we grew up with a lot of sisters or even around, I even didn't even have that many girlfriends. Like my two best friends when I was growing up were boys. So it's like, who was I cuddling?
Yeah, it's true.
You know?
Yeah. Makes sense.
So maybe if we grew up with a lot of sisters or a lot more girls, would be more comfortable, but mm-hmm. it's just not like comfortable for
me. It's not the norm.
Yeah.
That actually is a good point. But even it's like we were saying, there are sisters who are super like cuddly and affectionate, and then there are sisters who are just not at all.
Yeah.
It's weird.
You know, we were saying it's not good or bad. It just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's how you are. So we get like a ton of messages like, you need therapy, you guys.
Like you fear intimacy on a deep level. New matcha alert. New favorite matcha alert.
I am so glad that I found Art of Tea. Okay, you guys. I get asked a lot. You know, sometimes influencers say, people ask me all the time, but this is actually truly one of my most asked questions on my Instagram is what kind of matcha powder I use for my at-home matcha lattes. And I've recently discovered Art of Tea, and it was a gift from heaven above because this is one of the best matchas I've ever had. Beth is also quite the matcha drinker, and this is also her favorite matcha as well.
I have to say something in full transparency. You were using a different matcha powder, and you said this one's better.
Yes.
I just want to make that clear because I feel like some people think like, oh, I saw her promote a different one.
Oh,
though.
Yeah. No, this one's better.
Mm-hmm.
It's also ceremonial grade, which is very important. not only for aesthetics, even though it does make it very, very green, but for your health.
Amazing. Love it. So Art of Tea is an organic tea importer based in Los Angeles, California, on a mission to impact as many lives as possible through tea by creating a healthy, delicious, and sustainable tea drinking experience. Art of Tea wants to do well by doing good and hopes to create a brighter tomorrow through tea. Today, you can try their delicious organic teas for 20% off using code WHATWESAID20 at www.artoftea.com. They believe in using only the highest quality ingredients and source all of their teas and botanicals directly from the source. Art of Tea sources from the top 2% of all teas produced in the world. Art of Tea hand blends and packs all their whole leaf teas in-house in their Los Angeles facility. Every time you order from Art of Tea, your order will be made fresh just for you. They are contributing to a more eco-friendly world through their biodegradable tea bags and sustainable packaging. They also have a collection of teaware and tea gifts, including at-home matcha kits, which would be a super cute gift, teapots, mugs, a candle. They got lots of good stuff. You can also take their little tea quiz for personalized recommendations about what you would enjoy based on your preferences and lifestyle. They have over 100 tea blends to choose from, so they're going to have anything to satisfy your cravings. And yeah, basically, they're just the best. We're obsessed with their tea. Definitely go check out the matcha.
Today, you can try their delicious organic teas for 20% off using code WHATWESAID20 at www.artoftea.com.
Go check it out. Okay, should we get into your advice?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Advice column. Okay, I'll go first. Hi, JC and Chelsea, and of course, Beth. Just wanted to let you guys know that all three of your lives are so inspiring, and I feel like I can just feel the positivity and truly good intentions radiating off of whatever you guys do, whether it's this podcast, Insta stories, and JC's Sunday vlogs. Truly a calming weekend essential.
Wow.
Thank you for being such a light in so many people's lives, especially during a time when social media can feel so draining. Wow.
That was really nice and really long and sweet.
Kind. Thank you. Anyway, here is my question. Do you guys have any tips on how to forgive someone when you know they will never notice what they did or how they hurt you and will certainly never apologize? I feel so at peace with forgiveness sometimes and try to remind myself that most of the time people are just doing their best, but then they'll do something that hurts me again and I'll be upset. I don't know. Maybe forgiveness is not such a final thing, but rather something you always have to work on. Any tips on working on it? Thank you guys for all that you do. Take care of yourselves. P.S. Please do an episode with Leif on tips for staying so calm and unstressed. Honestly, so impressive. And maybe a health and wellness themed one with Beth. Oh, aww. Those are good suggestions.
Yeah.
Okay, forgiveness. This is like deep.
I know. I don't know why I was thinking about this the other day, but I was thinking about forgiveness specifically. And forgiveness to me, and like at least what we've learned a lot like in our church, is not even for the other person necessarily as much as it is for you and your healing. Like when you're holding on to a grudge, it doesn't really affect the other person half as much as it affects you. So unfortunately, you have to just kind of detach your forgiveness from expectations of change mm-hmm. from the other person. So even though it's kind of hard not to, like, okay, I forgive them and hope for the best. And then if they disappoint you, it's kind of like, okay, I have to like do this whole process again. But I feel like if you work on letting go of the expectation that they will change and kind of forgive them for your own sake, like I have to just let this go. It's like, this is a very small example, but, and I think I've actually might've shared this on the podcast before recently, but Dax Shepard, who's married to Kristen Bell, was talking about this story about how he would always yell at her to close the cabinets. Like she would never close the cabinet doors in their kitchen or the cupboards or whatever. And he was like, I was getting so upset and actually hurt that like I would ask her a bunch of times and she would never just close them. And it's like such a simple thing that I would ask her to do. And he was saying, then one day I just realized that she'll never change and that's okay. I mean, maybe she will, but like I can't ever expect her to stop doing that. The only person that it's hurting so much is myself, that I'm so upset about this. So all I have to do is just close the cabinets and move on with my day. It's not that hard. It's a very simple thing. And he was like, my life changed by that one simple thing because I kind of let it go. And I got rid of my expectations of like, why won't she change this for me? Like, doesn't she know that this hurts my feelings? You know, mm-hmm. I guess.
I know. I was going to say, I don't know if my advice was similar. I just don't know if it's like the healthiest way. I was just going to say detach. Yeah. I don't know if that's, I've found, again, whether it's healthy or not,
like, distract
I don't know.
Yourself.
Yeah, maybe I need therapy. But I feel like in hard situations, I said this when we were moving. This is not about forgiveness necessarily, but like hard things that I'm going through. I just literally detach from them so that I don't have to be upset. Like, yeah. Which helps me get through a lot of things, but I don't know that that's the best thing. But detaching from expectations can be helpful. Yeah,
detach from expectations for sure.
You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I think...
Detach from expectations, not your emotions, though.
Yeah. I don't know. When we were moving, I just had, like... I let myself be sad for a little bit, but... I mean, I really did, I feel like, let myself feel all the emotions, but I really did just detach from the situation and was like, I can't change this. So what's the point of like being so upset? And that's how I've gotten through basically everything in my life. And I don't know. I feel like it works for me.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I'm not a therapist.
You know?
Yeah.
But I think that's a healthier way to say it is detaching from expectations, not from your literal emotions. Because you should be able to feel emotions and not feel bad about it. But I think, what's that quote about like holding a grudge is like, maybe this is not it, but it's like drinking poison. What is that one? Like, and expecting, that's something else.
Expecting the other person to die or something?
Yeah, but basically what the quote means is that, you're only hurting yourself by holding on to things that other people do. So you got to let it go.
Yeah. Oh, my turn. Hi, JC and Chelsea. Love you both so much. I love the advice you two give. So I thought I would come to you with this issue. I have been dating my boyfriend for a few years now, and I absolutely love him. Here's the thing. I have really bad anxiety problems and OCD. Because of these things, it's important for me to follow a routine and to have a clean and organized environment to manage my stress levels. I also have a lot of what I feel are self-care parts of my day, like sitting down and eating pretty healthy meals, running, working out, listening to podcasts, meditation, yoga, decorating my apartment to look aesthetic and peaceful, so it feels like a safe space, journaling and going to bed early. Wow. Okay. I am also a student right now.
Shames her.
No, I was just saying that was a lot. Like, I thought she was going to be like, oh, you know, like eating healthy and working out. Oh, I am also a student right now, so I allot ample time during the evenings to study after work. I know this all sounds like I am very type one, and I probably am, but I try to do all of this to manage my stress to avoid panic attacks. But here's the issue. My boyfriend just moved in with me, and it's been a really hard transition. I love him so much, but he's the complete opposite of me. He thrives in a messy environment. He leaves trash everywhere. He piles clothes on the floor. He has a lot of electronics. There's nothing that bugs me more than a lot of electronics and cords. So he has a bunch of wires going across the floor, hooking up to all his games. He also never does dishes or laundry and always asks me to do his. My apartment...
Are we sure he...
A chill down my spine.
Are we sure he thrives in trash? Like, I'm shook.
He thrives in trash. My apartment has turned into a dump and it doesn't bother him at all. Every time I ask him nicely to try to be a little cleaner or tell him I like things to be clean to help with my anxiety, he kind of makes it into a joke and says he's trying to help me get over my OCD and that I need to loosen up. He also pressures me to stay up with him and play video games or watch movies until 2 a.m. While I love doing this with him, I have to get up for work really early, so I can't stay up that late every night. He also eats junk food all the time and makes fun of me when I am not eating the same food as him. I love him so much, and I hate that I just can't relax and feel okay in the mess and the lack of routine. I've just been getting so anxious that I've had to leave my house a lot just to feel at peace. What do I do? Love you guys. Oh, this is really hard. It's really hard too, because most of the time, it is nice when you have yin and yang kind of personalities that can complement each other. But there's got to be some compromise. And it sounds like you're compromising a little bit more than he is. Like, it sounds like he's like, I'm helping you be a little bit more loosey-goosey. You know what I mean? Like, go with the flow, which is great. Like, it is great for somebody like you who maybe feels a little bit, like, uptight to have someone who shows you that life can be okay if you just go with the flow. Right. But it's not, like, necessarily his job to do that. Like, you know, and, like, make fun of you for it.
Well,
per se.
And also, you both need to compromise here and there. But if you want to live a healthy lifestyle where you're going to bed early, like, I don't know. It's like, those are great goals to have. And you shouldn't feel pressure to stay up till 2 a.m. and, like, throw off your whole schedule and live in a dirty environment. Because... Mm-hmm. First of all, I don't think anyone thrives in like a mess.
No. I don't think he thrives in a mess, but...
Well, that's what she said.
No, I know. I'm agreeing with you. Okay. I don't think that he necessarily thrives in a mess. I think maybe he thinks
he
thrives
in
a mess.
Maybe he's used to it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that some people can function in a mess more so than other people. Where like, sounds like for you, it would drive you crazy where you're just like, oh, I cannot have these wires. Like some people can just be like,
Yeah, ignore exactly.
Everyone's different. But they would probably prefer it not be there, mm-hmm. you know?
Well, it's just communication is key. And you need to make it clear to him that this is more than just like a funny little like, oh, you yeah. should do this. It's like, no, this is affecting my mental health and my anxiety very negatively. And I need you to meet me in the middle somewhere where it's like, even if you can start with one thing, you don't have to be like, you now have to go to bed early with me. You also need to eat my healthy meals and whatever. Yeah. But it's like, maybe just start with being like, I really feel that we would both do better if we're in a clean environment. Mm-hmm. So I really need you to just make that extra effort to like keep things tidy. And I don't know how to like.
I remember what I was going to say. Okay. See, this is where I disagree with the whole like, you know, in a relationship, everything is ours. In situations like that, people need, even with children, they need to feel like they have their own space to take care of, because it sounds like you are kind of in that everything is ours. Every part of the house is ours. Like, in that way, he's like, oh, she'll clean up everything.
Yeah.
So at that point, you kind of almost have to be like, this is yours. This is your closet or whatever it is. I mean, I don't know how much space you have, but this is your desk. And if it make it somewhere where it's like out of your sight, and even if it's a little bit in your sight, like maybe just try and bear with that one place, mm-hmm. but be like, okay, all of your gaming stuff, all of your stuff is on here. This is literally your place right here. Because then it makes them more accountable, I guess, and feel more ownership over that area. This is what she talks about in The Magic of Tidying Up. Mm-hmm. Basically, like, you have to have your own sanctuary, per se, so that if he feels like this is mine, and if I don't clean it up, nobody will, he'll have to start cleaning it up.
At some point.
Like, and if he doesn't, it'll get to a breaking point.
Yeah. It's so weird. I feel like neither Leif and I, or I, it's weird, because we're both very organized in certain ways, and then in other ways, not at all. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, for me, I've always considered myself very unorganized. But when it comes to like my computer, my hard drives, my photos, labeled by date, like yeah. everything is impeccable. And people will be like, oh my gosh, how is it so organized? I'm like, because I would not be able to function if it wasn't, because yeah. how would I find all the photos that I yeah. need? Like,
exactly.
But in other ways, I'm not organized at all. Like, my clothes and my, you know, dressers have always just been like so messy yeah. and I'll throw clothes everywhere and stuff. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is I think Leif hit his breaking point. We were both like that. And then we realized like, oh, we have no one to pick up after us. Mm-hmm. No one is doing these like chores. And then Leif, more than me, I think, got like to his breaking point where he's like, I literally am now like a clean freak.
Yeah.
And now, not a clean freak, but I feel like now he's like so much more organized. Can't really function unless yeah. our space is like more tidy, whereas I can still function when it's like chaotic. I'm like, yeah. and it's fine.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I literally can't like do it. And I'm getting almost more to that stage yeah. now where I kind of want things to be clean, but it took me years to get there.
Yeah.
So no, maybe definitely. I'll get there one day.
Yeah. And again, it's like, you're probably helping him just as much as maybe you feel like he's helping you, like, you know, loosen up a little bit, even though it does stress you out. So, you know, find ways to be grateful for it. I feel you. It's like, I would have considered myself very like, a little bit more organized than Nick was when we first got married, where I was like, I liked having things organized and he did not care at all. And was like, almost, I would be like, okay, you literally thrive without plans, without whatever. But as we've kind of gotten to know each other and gotten a little older, he doesn't thrive in that. It's just how he used to function. So mm-hmm. it's like, he knows how to, you know, live his life in chaos, but
it's not necessarily the best option.
He does better with a routine, and he mm-hmm. does better with like cleanliness, and it excites him when his area is really clean and organized, and like all of his stuff is, you know, his papers, his cords, it, you know.
It makes anyone yeah. feel better. I don't care exactly. who you are. Sure, some people can function, but when your desk is cleared off with a candle going, it's like you're gonna feel way better yes, than if it's exactly. a nightmare mess. I'm yeah. sorry. It's just
and at how some it point, is. Like when you're, I don't know how long you guys have been dating. I forgot. Did you say?
I don't think she did.
For a few years now.
Oh, wow.
I feel like at a certain point, after that like first stage wears off, you aren't afraid to do your own thing anymore. So I feel like just give it time. Like mm-hmm. when he's like, stay up late with me you're and like, whatever. No. Yeah, you're just like, okay, no, like maybe once in a while, but I'm not just going to do what you want to do. Like, I'm my own person and I want to go take a bath and I want to go, you know, read, or I want to go on a run. Exactly. You kind of start, I don't know.
Becoming a little more independent of each yeah. other. Totally.
We're going to take a quick little break to talk about one of our favorite absolute star sponsors, and that is Green Chef. Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. You can enjoy clean ingredients that you can trust that are seasonally sourced. Wow, that's kind of hard to say. What a tongue twister. For peak freshness. Ingredients, they come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals. Cooking meals at home is really good, not only for your health, your physical health, but for your mental health as well. It's a really good way to actually practice self-care. Green Chef makes eating well easy and affordable with plans fit every lifestyle, whether you're keto, paleo, vegan, like me, vegetarian, or just looking to eat healthier. There's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference.
I love, love, love Green Chef. I love how convenient it makes everything. A lot of times, I'll just like take a chance on a recipe, spend hours making it, and then it doesn't come out. And then I have to clean it all up and I'm just so annoyed. But Green Chef like really takes all the hassle out of it. And honestly, every recipe I've ever tried has been really good.
Yes. You know what? Oh, I just had a thought. You know what? Sometimes when I make a recipe, I'll buy like some ingredient that I have never used, probably will never use again. And I only use a little bit of it. Like say I have to get a jar of it. And then I use a teaspoon. Yeah. And then it sits in my fridge or my pantry and just rots in there.
Exactly.
For the rest of existence. And Green Chef solves that issue for you.
Exactly. There's sometimes a little bit of leftovers, but not even really, which I kind of like because it's just like one and done. But Leif and I made the lemon mustard chicken. It was super, super good. And yeah, I just love that I don't have to go to the grocery store, get all the ingredients and then like portion them myself. It just takes away a lot of the time and just is very convenient. So go to greenchef.com/90whatwesaid and use code 90whatwesaid to get $90 off, including free shipping. That's greenchef.com/90whatwesaid and use code 90whatwesaid to get $90 off, including free shipping. The number one meal kit for eating well. Check it out. Let's talk about jewelry and accessories. So you guys might know, I love 14 karat gold jewelry. I have been trying to build up a collection, even on my New York vlog, actually. I was talking about how I want to build up a collection and how I have one gold chain that I wear every single day. It's from Mejuri. It's so beautiful. I also have two rings from Mejuri that I wear every single day. So if you watch my vlogs or follow along with me, you literally see me wearing these pieces every single day. One of them is like a chain kind of ring, like a curb chain ring. Maybe I'll post on the stories. The other one is like a gold croissant style ring that's really cute. So Mejuri is amazing. We absolutely love them. Chelsea has some of their pieces as well. Amazing staple pieces that you can wear every single day. They have some dainty pieces. They have some chunkier pieces. They also drop new products every Monday, so that means fresh, new, and exciting pieces on an ongoing basis. Think 14 karat solid gold staples, like I mentioned, super stackable rings, the occasional pearl earrings, everyday diamonds, all handcrafted and ethically sourced. Also, Mejuri's team is over 80% women. Mejuri is a company by women, for women. It's not about waiting to be gifted. It's about gifting yourself. I absolutely love that. We obviously love a women-ran company. So Mejuri freed themselves from middlemen and they sell directly to you, providing fine jewelry at a fraction of the price. So say goodbye to traditional 10 times markups, because with Mejuri, you don't have to choose between high quality or accessible prices. You can choose both. So you guys can get free shipping on all US and Canada orders, plus easy returns and a 2-year warranty. Visit Mejuri.com/whatwesaid for 10% off your first order. That is Mejuri.com/whatwesaid for 10% off your first order. And that'll be linked in the show notes as well. Also, really quickly, 14 karat gold does not oxidize, so you're never going to experience green fingers, which is so amazing. That's why I absolutely love my Mejuri rings that I wear all the time. So anyway, go check it out. You guys will love it. Hi, girls. I'm such a big fan. I've been following JC for a few years now, and I've been listening to the podcast since the first episode came out.
Wow.
I need your advice on a very serious thing that has happened to my family recently. So back in November, both of my grandparents unfortunately got COVID and were hospitalized. Sadly, my grandpa died in just a couple weeks, but my grandma was able to completely recover. My grandma has been struggling with the loss of her husband and we have all been grieving. But as soon as things seemed to be getting better, a bomb just exploded on us. There's this lady that my grandma briefly knows that has kept calling her suspiciously frequently. And this week, she finally told my grandma the reason why all of the calls. She supposedly had an affair with my grandpa for about 10 years, which was still going on at the time of his death. At first, we were sure we were sure it must have been some sort of crazy lady talk since she's in a retirement home and very much not mentally stable. But then my grandma found on my grandpa's phone hundreds of phone calls with this lady. So it seems that they were likely more than just acquaintances.
Oh my gosh.
Now, the problem is that we are struggling with the uncertainty of the situation because it really seems like they were both having an affair, but we cannot confront my grandpa about it. So we will always be left with this unsolvable doubt. I'm really struggling to deal with this and I really need help on how to live with this doubt in the back of my mind and how to move on as a family. If he did, in fact, have an affair, I don't know how I'll be able to forgive him, but also I'm dealing with the loss and I miss him and it's such a messed up situation. It feels like his memory was ruined for all of us and we don't know if that's even for something that really did happen. Sorry for the long message and for the probable grammar mistakes. So much love from Italy.
Dang. Oh, from Italy.
That beautiful, beautiful country. My favorite country ever, by the way. That is so hard.
That is incredibly hard. The first thought that comes to my mind, like as I'm listening to you talk, is a person is not defined by like the worst thing that they did in their life. Mm-hmm. So as it is, like, I'm not going to pretend to know what it's like to be in that position to feel those exact feelings that you're feeling of like grief, but then also like anger. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't know.
It's not their identity.
It's not his identity of like who he was, and obviously not great. Not a great move, but it's not, I don't know.
What I was going to say is it doesn't take away from all the good memories and all of his good traits.
Exactly.
You know, mm-hmm. Everyone makes mistakes. Again, not saying it's okay and it's all fine and dandy, but I think that's a really good point. It's like we shouldn't be defined by, you know, the worst mistake we ever made. And it's probably just so hard not even knowing if that's the truth.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes it's almost, I don't want to say it's not your business because it is your family and it's your grandpa, but sometimes it's like better to just assume the best. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying you have to pretend it didn't happen, but it's like, why like keep yourself up at night and be like, this probably, when it's like, was you're horrible. Not even 100% sure. So I'm not saying literally ignore it and pretend it didn't happen. But at the same time, it's like, that was his life. That was his business. And you can focus on all of the great memories that you have with him.
And I think that anytime we're focused on ourselves primarily, like thinking about us, we start to feel even more miserable just like by the second. So I think more than anything, my best piece of advice from an outside perspective would be to think about your grandma. Like, she's probably going through the worst of it mm-hmm. because she's finding this out and she's also grieving her husband. So maybe even to make you feel better, to try and focus on her, like your grandma, and try and like be there for her, try and serve her in whatever ways you can. Mm-hmm. Even if she feels like maybe, I don't know what like state she's in right now, but that would be my best advice.
I like that. I think it's always looking outward can always help a lot for sure.
Okay, hello ladies and hello Beth. Thanks for uplifting my days and giving me some good laughs. Keep spreading light and positivity. It really makes a difference in the world. So I'm getting married in about a week, marrying young just like you ladies. I'm moving from my college apartment into my future husband's apartment. He lives by himself in a one-bedroom apartment. It's small but nice quality and cute. My sweet mother-in-law went shopping for him to decorate the space. I love her, but our styles of decor are much different to say the least. Now that we're going to live together, I want to feel happy in our home and not feel like I'm living at his apartment. Pretty much everything must go.
Oh, shiz.
The shower curtain featuring fish poles, bears, trees, and canoes.
No.
The throw pillows.
Not the canoes.
The heinous paintings, the decorations on the counter and nightstands. The list could go on. I finally convinced him to let me put new bedding on the wedding registry, and he was low-key sad because he liked his boy bedding. So I feel like this will be a struggle.
Wait. Did she go shopping with him like when it was hit for him when it was his apartment, right? Or she went shopping for like new stuff?
The mother-in-law?
Yeah.
My sweet mother-in-law went, I think, I don't know. She didn't specify. Maybe like before.
Because I'm like, then it all goes. Who cares? Now that you're moving in with him, that would make sense. You know what I mean?
Yeah, wait, let me see. Okay, it's not done yet. Hold on. I would feel terrible throwing out all the decorations his mom got, but seriously, there's no way I'm living with it. At least with how small our apartment is. Any advice on how to tell my husband I hate the decorations and they need to get out of my sight? So it sounds like the ones that she got originally.
Yeah, but to me, I'm like, that's a boy's apartment.
Yeah.
And now it's both of your apartments. Yeah. So it would make sense. Like, I feel like it would be almost weird for her to expect you to like keep all this like canoe and bear. It's like, that's not my style. You know
again,
what I mean?
Compromise. Yeah. Because you don't want to like come take over his apartment, but everything will be my style because it's like, okay, he's like, okay, I just like give up everything that I had in here. So maybe save like, I'm like, give him one or two crumbs, but I feel like for boys, they're pretty easy to please with like decor things.
It depends how much he cares because yeah. I feel like Leif, if I'm like, oh, I'm going to do this, do you care? He's like, not at all. Like,
yeah.
But some guys actually do want more of a say. So you yeah. have to, it depends if you need to compromise or if he's genuinely just like, I don't care. Yeah. Get rid of whatever you
well,
want.
Well, I'm saying specifically because it's been his space. Mm-hmm. So it's like, if you go in and he's like, oh, you know, I guess it's a one bedroom, but he has his like gaming setup and whatever. And you're just like, I want this chair. I want this desk. I mm-hmm. want this, you know, thing on the wall. It's like, just give him something. We're big. Give him one chair. Give him
exactly.
one thing.
And that's
to
what
buy.
I had to do with the one behind me. Yeah. We all have to compromise, ladies.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
This is not the office chair I would have chosen. But
exactly. It's like, I feel like guys don't really care about their beds or unless it's like sentimental. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
They don't care about their bedside tables. They don't care about
no
anything like that.
But who knows? And as far as like hurting the mother-in-laws,
I don't think she'll care.
I don't think she's going to care, but I guess it depends on her personality. Also, how often is she like coming to visit? Maybe yeah. she's just not going to notice, you know?
Yeah, I don't think she'll care.
Hi, beautiful ladies. Thank you for the years of uplifting, honest, and funny content. I have listened since the beginning, and we are for sure best friends at this point. Okay, on to the needed advice. A couple weeks ago, the guy I've been talking to since August, how long is that? Okay, wow, that's like 6 months probably, went silent on me.
Cool.
I then found out this past week he's been seeing someone else. So the good news is that I don't have to sit around and wonder if he just got busy with life or something happened and that's why I got ghosted. I now know he just decided it was over and didn't bother letting me know, LOL.
Amazing.
Awesome. I'm trying to be positive about it, but I am pretty sad. I really liked this guy right up to the end, and vilifying people doesn't feel like a good way for me to move on, aka saying something like, he's a piece of shiz, doesn't feel honest or true to me. Wow, you're mature and very self-aware. So I need some advice. I'm having a really hard time keeping my thoughts from wandering to the idea that I'm just an unlovable person worthy of being dropped. This guy is the first guy I've taken a chance on in literal years because my confidence has been so low that I assumed no one could ever care about me. I've worked really hard to build up my sense of self-worth and confidence these past few years, but it feels fragile and new still. This whole situation feels like it's threatening to spiral me into a space of self-loathing and isolation. I guess I'm just having a hard time not equating this rejection to me being a worthless human. I don't even know if this makes sense, but if it does and you have any advice, it would mean a lot. You guys are the best.
Dang.
You are, first of all, so well spoken.
Yeah.
So self-aware. Like, you have so much going for you. I can already tell just by this.
Yeah.
You writing this in. So I totally know what you mean. Like, I feel like confidence, number one, comes and goes. And it can be a lot of hard work to get to a point where you're like you said, you finally take a chance on a guy and you're like, I actually am like yeah. worth whatever. And then he's like, bye. And you're like, cool, I am a little
especially when they're actually
trash.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's almost worse when they're nice and cool and like successful and just like a good guy. And then they're like, oh, I don't want you. You're like, cool.
Yeah.
It's not even like you were a jerk and I can just move on and be like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like she said, a piece of shiz.
Exactly. I think this is what I always say. And this is what I had the mindset of when me and Leif started dating. And I feel like genuinely when Leif and I started dating is when for some reason I was like the most mature in like a relationship and I did feel the most confident. But I always said it was like every situation, it's however you look at it, right? But it's a win-win. Like if someone mm-hmm. drops you and they ghost you, consider that a win-win situation. They are now with someone that they want to be with and you are not with someone who doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah, and you're one person closer to getting to the one.
Exactly. You should be with someone who absolutely adores you, who you have no questions about. Like, and I'm not saying this guy sucks, but it obviously isn't the right time for you guys to be together or it's not the right situation.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's be happy about moving on and being closer, like you said, one step closer to finding your person.
Mm-hmm.
And the best thing you can do for your own self, like for your mindset, but also the most attractive thing you can do for outsiders is to be confident.
Yeah.
Like guys are more attracted to a confident girl, you know? Is that a bad thing to say?
No. I just saw this thing that was like, guys are less likely to go for confident girls. Or something like that. Like if like sure of themselves girls because it's like.
Okay, let me rephrase
this. Or it was saying
this.
The higher a girl's IQ, the less likely she is to like be in a relationship.
Amazing.
And the higher a guy's IQ is, the more likely he is to be in a relationship.
Well, what I was going to say is, let me rephrase this. Confident guys usually like confident girls. Insecure guys do not like confident girls.
No.
Because it threatens them.
Yes.
But you don't want an insecure guy.
Exactly.
You want both of you to love your, like, be confident and happy with yourselves. That's the best case scenario, the best recipe for a good relationship.
Also, I saw a TikTok today. This girl was talking about how the happiest subset of people are single girls in their 20s.
Really?
So she was saying, like, they're like, you better not act like that. A guy's not going to like you like that. And she's like, don't tempt me with that. Like, that's a temptation. Honestly, she's like, why would I try and be pulled away from, like, literally the happiest subset of people?
Like, living her best life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being single, I'm like, being single sounds nice. No, being single is, like, we always talk to Rachel about that.
Yeah.
Because one of our friends is single and she's around our age. And, like, you know, we always talk about there's pros and cons of everything. But, like, live it up. When you're, whatever season of life you're in, it's like you just have to make the best of it instead yeah. of wishing for it to be any other way.
Like, before you have the old lock and chain.
I'm like, trust me, girl.
Ball and chain.
You know, it's just like, live mm-hmm. it up. You, like I said, I can already tell you
have
so much
going
for you. You
can do whatever the F you want right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean,
you literally have nothing tying you down. So just go live it up.
She's like, actually, I do. I live in a pandemic. We're like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, you have everything tying you down. Good luck.
Hey, Chelsea, JC, and Beth. Love listening to your pod every week. I got all my friends hooked on it too. Okay, so I'm in dire need of some advice. My sister and I are besties. We do everything together. We think the same things at the same time. We're basically the same human being. She's getting engaged in a few months, and I can't help but think how scared I am that I might be losing her to a new man. I hate to say it, but...
I was like, you are, though.
You are. I've been getting really strong vibes that her boyfriend doesn't really like me, and I'm not sure why.
Shit.
Oh, shiz. Whenever I'm around him, he's really standoffish and super serious, but fun and bubbly with everyone else. Okay. Well, I want to be happy that my sister has found someone she loves enough to spend her whole life with. I can't help but be a little bit nervous that I might not be as involved in her life when she's married because her husband won't want me around. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to spend every waking moment with them. I have boundaries, but if he's joining my family, then shouldn't we at least be friends? I'm scared to confront him and then have him gaslight me and say that I'm overthinking it. But I'm also scared of not confronting him before things get super serious with them.
Wait, are they already engaged?
Thanks so much for your advice. Love you guys.
Or she's like about to get engaged. Is that what she said?
She's getting engaged in a few months.
I want to validate your feelings.
Yeah.
That is so... that's heinous. Like, you are so validated in being nervous about that.
Yeah.
Because there is
right, because
nothing.
You will lose
Mike,
her.
You will lose her. I'm so sorry. Bye.
Sorry for your loss.
No, there's nothing worse. I've said this before than like watching someone you love. And I don't know. Maybe he treats her well.
Well,
it
doesn't even sound like he's a bad guy at all. I think she just gets the vibes that he doesn't like her. Specifically.
Have you talked to your sister about it? Like,
yeah.
Why don't you ask her? Like, does he have something against me? Just be like, I feel weird vibes with him. I feel like he doesn't like me. Is there a reason?
Because there might be. I don't know you specifically, but maybe you give off a vibe that you don't like him because you
are nervous
subconsciously
about it.
Are like giving off that vibe because you really are scared that he's going to take her away from you.
True.
So maybe you are giving off the like
energy.
Yeah. Almost like marking your territory energy and mm-hmm. he doesn't maybe like that. So maybe
True.
He's getting the same vibes from you. That's why he's standoffish because he doesn't want to like
push any buttons.
Yeah. Or maybe he's nervous. So yeah, you should talk to your sister about it and ask her like.
I think the number one concern would be how he treats your sister.
Like the number one thing here is to sabotage the relationship.
Yeah. Like, let's start thinking of ways we can break this up. No, if your sister's like the happiest she's ever been and he's genuinely a good guy, then it's like, I think we can get past this. I mm-hmm. think you can figure it out. If he treats her not good and
yeah.
she's also not happy, that's an issue.
Totally.
You know? Wow. Good luck with that. I'm sorry, girl.
Yeah. Talk to your sister. See what the vibe is. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, I wouldn't be scared especially if they are not even engaged yet. I'm sure he'll be nice to you.
Yeah.
Like, I don't see a world where he's
a bully.
Yeah, just like so mean to you, especially if you mean so much to his future fiance.
Totally. Open communication is key. Okay. My girls, number one, obsessed with your podcast. My boyfriend is too, but won't admit it. LOL. Love that. Number two, I need your help. I've been working as a family manager since November 2019, so a bit over a year. At first, it was a great job because I was moving back to LA and I was just trying to find a job with any type of admin work since that is what I wanted to get involved with. This seemed perfect because I had experience in a nanny. As a nanny, maybe?
Probably.
But it also implied administrative responsibilities. Well, since COVID, the kids have been home way more and I really just do not feel fulfilled. I actually hate my job. Haha.
Cool.
Shoot. So I switched gears a bit. I'm starting my own event planning business, which has been something I've done on the side for about 4 years and I love it, but finally decided to turn it into a moneymaker because you know I gotta get that bread. Yes, honey, get that coin. The only thing is, I kind of have a whole situation with the job I'm in now. Like, I live with them. Basically, I need advice on whether or not I should suck it up and stay at the job because it provides me income while I build this business, or if I should just quit the job and go for the one I'm actually passionate about and that fulfills me. Both ways have their pros and cons. I know you're both entrepreneurs, so I thought you would have some advice on this. Thanks so much. Give them the old Gary V 80-20.
Yeah, I was
about
to say.
Give it to them, baby.
80-20, baby. 80% of your income, if 80% of your income is coming from the nanny job mm-hmm. where you're living, give 80% of your time to that. Until your event planning is making more than 20% and becomes the 80%, then you can quit your job. Mm-hmm. But you have to wait, especially if you want to fund something, to just like make the transition super mm-hmm. fast. Even though it sounds so inspiring, it's like, you got to have some cushion.
I don't know what your bank account looks like. That's why it's always hard in these situations yeah. because it's like, I need more context because if you
like
already
if you have a ton of saved up,
yeah,
then
if you have
maybe.
A ton saved up, then sure, quit the job and like go for this. But I think it's always smart. Like I never want to be the person that's like, quit your job mm-hmm. and go after your passions and be unrealistic because sometimes that's actually not an option. So I think it depends on what you have saved. It depends on where you see this going. Because I totally understand like how having a job that you hate just stifles your creativity and it mm-hmm. makes it really hard. But sometimes the beginning stages, you just have to push through that hard yeah. season where you're doing stuff you don't necessarily love.
And you're working overtime.
Yeah. Until you can get to the point where you do absolutely love your job. And don't get me wrong, there's still going to be days when you don't like the job you're even passionate about, yeah. you know? But I feel like you have to be smart and not jump the gun in quitting this job just because like you're not obsessed with it right yeah. now. Just be smart. Just crunch the numbers. That's yeah. what I encourage you to do.
Have like at least, I would say at least minimum 6 months savings.
Yeah.
Of like, if you were not to make a dime, you would still be able to survive for 6 months and like be investing in your business.
Exactly.
But if you have less than that, don't quit yet, I would say.
Yeah.
Especially in this
quit.
Economy, honey.
No, not in this economy.
Be careful out there. Okay, guys.
For sure.
Save up.
Okay.
Well, literally just scared. Horrible way to end. Just like recession is coming, you guys.
Yeah, but you got to be smart out there. You got to be smart. Okay. That is going to be it for our advice column. Thank you guys so much for writing in. As always, you guys can write in whenever you want. By the way, just write in if you need advice to hello@whatwesaidpodcast.com. And Beth goes through them and we...
Just title it advice column. Need yeah. advice.
Yes. Something about advice and we'll know to put it in that folder. And we reference back to old ones. We pick new ones. So just email us whenever. But if you guys want to follow our Instagram, it's @whatwesaidpodcast. If you want to give us a rating and review, go right on ahead. We would love that. We always read them. And thank you guys so much for listening. We love you. Happy Friday. And
that's what we said.
Goodbye.